Did you eat already?
No.
Is that why? No.
No. I'm cutting calories, man. Kind of rough. So it's the worst at night, yeah. Like when you're not fucking really tired yet, and you're kind of just sitting there like.
Just sitting there being hungry.
Just sit there being hungry and miserable.
I started this week the HelloFresh. I felt like I said that last week, but I don't know if it's deja vu or not.
Oh, yeah, no, you just brought it up. You mentioned it, yeah, that you were starting it. And you were supposed to get the deets on it because to see if it's actually good.
I started on Monday. Very good, actually. The recipes are good.
Okay.
The recipes are good. So it depends, obviously, how you cook it. I don't like the cooking steps because there was one dish that I cooked, which was a steak with mushroom cream sauce.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was actually pasta with shrimp and zucchini. I hated zucchini too, but it's not bad actually. And the thing is that in the steps, it's like, while the pasta is cooking, you can, you know, like saute the zucchini.
That fucking. Sorry. No, go ahead. I feel like that's just. That just insults my intelligence. Like, I know that.
Yeah, the thing is that it says it was like 2 to 3 minutes for it to get like golden brown or something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They need more time. So I started it when it told me, and then now my pasta is going to be overcooked because the zucchini is taking forever to get lightly brown. So I'm out here like, so I had to obviously drain the pasta and I'm still cooking the zucchini. I'm like, I'm just letting it sit there. It's going to be mushy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not Gordon Ramsay. I can't just send it back. I have to eat it. Like,
what is this shit? You know? Shit.
But it's been good. Actually, this week also, I started watching more of the Gordon Ramsay like clips just because now that every time I cook my own food, I watch also him and I'm like critiquing at the same time.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, let me pick up some of the fucking.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're absolutely right. It needs more seasoning. That's my fault. but it's not bad. It's it's a pretty good. It I got three meals, so it, you know, it goes it's two servings. So since I'm alone, boom, I got enough.
Oh, okay, cool. So one thing is one thing you can lunch and dinner.
A lunch or dinner, but right now for some reason it's just the way that I eat. I don't eat a lot, especially when I'm home. So like I'm doing the intermittent fasting, so I don't really eat in the morning, and then so I eat breakfast essentially around noon, and then I'll eat whatever I had for whatever I'm cooking for dinner. So, boom, I don't have to waste that much money. Because it's like, I had a discount already. I use a promo code, but it's still expensive. I was like...
How much is it, if you don't mind my asking?
Without the code, it's like, I want to say 60 to 80 per meal.
What?
Like around, I think I want to say, or actually, I think for the whole entire, the three meals.
Okay, Jesus
Christ. It's like around 6 to 80, depending what you get, because there's like the gourmet ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little extra. And I love that in the pictures, the gourmet one has like gold utensils, but they don't send you the utensils. It's just, like this is the possibilities of what your life could be.
If you get the gold or the gourmet package... This is what your life could be.
Yeah.
No like, silverware.
They should
gold flat.
Yeah, silverware sold separately. It's not bad. It's I think I got it for $33 with the discount, so like $33.
So $33 for three meals?
Yeah. So it wasn't
that's
bad.
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was good. I have that for the next like 4 weeks. And each one like decreases in discount. So the first one is like, it gets down to 33. The next one is like 40.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I know. Like that's how they get
it. It's like getting you prepared for reality.
Like, yeah. Like slowly it's actually getting not this. Fuck that. Oh, God damn it. There's always a catch.
Yeah. Right now. It's too good. Guess what I also did this week? Looking at my phone. All right. No guessing.
I don't know. I was genuinely thinking. I don't know. What would you do? Hope you didn't mention before. Make me sound like an ass.
I got the, on Thursday, I went to go get the vaccine.
Shut the really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I was okay with the government monitoring. So, like, I felt the chip when I went in. And
Thank
I'm fine
you,
with that.
for your honesty. I applaud your honesty.
I am okay with them.
Damn, dude. So I honestly, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Now they're definitely listening, like without a doubt. Now.
Now they've been listening. Always.
Now I don't even have that like fake cloud of like maybe they're not. You know. Now it's just like definitely official.
I think it takes in the second dose. It takes.
So you have a second dose?
It goes into. I have to go back in 3 weeks. So, and apparently the second dose is not.
That's gonna be the killer, dude.
Yeah, people. Another coworker got it earlier than I did. So because they've been giving quotas, so not everybody goes at the same time. So they went before and they had theirs second one, I think on Thursday, the same day I had mine. And the next day, like she texted me and she was like, I can't work. I got a headache. I have a fever, chills. Like I'm exhausted, like a horrible migraine. And it's just like, I was like, take the day off, like take the weekend off, because it's only gonna get worse.
Christ, holy shit!
So that's the one I'm scared. That's the one that I'm just not looking forward to, just because. I kept telling them, I was like, just put me last in the list, because I don't really, I'm not a big one on preemptive medicine. Mm-hmm. I'm more of like the reactive person. Mm-hmm. So once I get sick, then you can give me the medicine.
Yeah.
But I was okay living life right now in the pandemic without, like, I haven't got COVID. I was fine. So I don't understand why I have to go through the symptoms.
Damn, that's crazy, though. Did they at least have the decency to tell you which one you're taking? Is it the Pfizer or the
Moderna? Oh, Pfizer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before they shoot you, they tell you, like, you're getting the Pfizer.
It's like right before you get it. Wait, what is it? Pfizer!
Because the other thing was, like, a lot of... people without it, like I was nervous, like, oh, you don't like needles or anything. And I was like, no. Like, you remember that first week of boot camp where it's like the assembly line?
Oh my God, dude. Like, it's like, fuck it. You're just like cattle. They just treat you like cattle. Yeah. You walk down the fucking thing and they shoot you with fucking everything.
It's like a car wash. You go through just a line and people at each arm just shooting you with something. And the worst part is that, because my boss asked me, like, well, what did you guys get shot with? I was like, I don't know.
Nobody fucking knows.
Till this day, I have no idea.
The only one
I know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know which one it is.
Yeah, the peanut butter shot.
Yeah, peanut butter shot.
I don't even know what the fuck is in it. It could have literally been peanut butter for all I know. And they just fucking shoot you in the ass with it. And you just...
Like cement.
And you sit in a fucking suit. They're like sitting cross-legged and spinning in a circle or whatever the fuck. Like, that helps. Go fuck yourself.
You gotta rub it in.
Yeah, right. It's horrible. I really want you to suffer.
Yeah. And it's like... And especially if you got it... first, like you were like kind of first in line, and then you had to sit there while everyone in the company got it, and then you just had to wait there.
I was towards the back. I feel like
yeah,
so like I already saw everybody sitting there doing the thing. I was like, God, you guys look so stupid. And then I fucking got it, and they're like, all right, fucking do it. I was like, shit.
And then trying like marching back that thing stuck there.
That thing was hurting for like a week. Yeah. But I mean, that's probably why we didn't get COVID, though. God knows what the fuck they injected us with, but I guess
that's what
hurts.
I'm saying, if you want to get desanitized, go there like a week, even with the crud, that whole week where everybody just got sick.
The week, how about the whole 3 fucking months?
I don't know. I wasn't sick for that long. I was sick for maybe like the first 2 weeks, I think.
Dude, I did get like, you know, like a regular like sick. I think I caught a cold or whatever. I had it for like 2 days, but I was so fucking terrified to say anything. I didn't say shit. But that's when I learned that water really does heal everything, because I just fucking pounded water for
Yeah.
And I was just drinking like crazy. And then like 2 days later, I was like totally fine. I woke up at fucking 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I fucking got up and I was just like jumped out of fucking bed and I was like, oh shit, all right, I'm good. Fucking. And then I was port side, so I always went to shave first, I think, right? I don't fucking know. Who knows? All that shit's fucked in my head anyway. But
yeah, all I know is that I did not agree with they give you no privacy, so no stalls at doors. Is this,
That was great. What do you mean?
That to me was the worst experience. I like my time.
Great conversations, you know? I found a workaround, because if you had to shit when like in the normal, oh shit, did we, it's not been 10 minutes yet, right? Whatever.
No.
So if We had there was like, you know how they had the schedule time to like go fucking do your business or whatever, like hurry up and all that shit. I didn't go then. I went during that hour of what's it called? Square away time, whatever.
Yeah.
Where you can like write letters and shit. I was just like, fuck that, dude. I'm gonna go fucking take care of this now because there's nobody in there. Everybody's like writing to their families and shit. And I was just like, all right. So me and my buddies just fucking were like, all right, let's go now. It's fucking empty. And just take your time, relax, have a nice conversation.
Because that's what I miss, yeah, the taking your time. I mean, now kind of we take it for granted being on the... Because when I go to the bathroom, obviously if I have my phone, I'll be in there for a while.
Oh.
I got to see what's going on. And you don't have that kind of... It's funny that you said writing letters. I was like, I don't think I wrote one fucking letter while I was there.
Oh,
I was like, I used it for something else. I don't even know what I used my time with. making lists. That's what I did. Making lists of what I was going to eat when I left.
Really?
That was a big thing for me.
Jesus.
That's okay. Hilarious. I got to go here. I got to go there. Still have it somewhere.
I liked how they called it square away time because you're supposed to be like fixing your uniforms and shit, and all anybody was doing, everyone was doing everything except that shit.
Yeah.
reading letters. Like, God forbid you were that freaking asshole that got the package. Fuck.
Oh.
I
just remember the protein bars. Remember when they used to send protein bars? Because then they just distribute them.
No, we didn't. I didn't have.
Oh, you guys didn't get that?
No, our guys were fucking. They were great, but we got the fucking worst. I found out later that like because we were third deck, and the guys on second and first deck after fucking obviously after everything, after the crucible and shit, when we had like time to like actually hang out and talk shit. They were talking about, we were like exchanging stories, and I was just like, dude, what the their DIs were like laughing and all of this shit. They got fucking Cliff bars, and we're like, all of us were like, dude, what the fuck, man? We didn't get any of this shit. Not once did they fucking crack these sons of bitches. They were fucking serious, man. One time we got them. Oh, man. I don't know, but I don't want to get into that. That shit's, that's kind of a long story.
That's crazy, though, because that's what, I mean, like, not every time, but if they open it up and they're like, man, they send protein bars, they would be like, who's, you know, who looks fucking skinny as fuck, and then just throw them at you, and he's like, you need this. That's what the guys that were jacked, too, he's like, you need that as well.
We had one kid, he had, it was his birthday, so his family or somebody sent him, like, a box of candy. Like we're in fucking elementary school.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck though, but everybody was just like, you are so fucked. And I was like, all right, there you go. Take your candy. Eat your candy. He's like, okay. And he's like, well, why aren't you? And then like during the square away time, because that's when they give you the fucking mail. He's like, hey, why aren't you? I forgot what his name is. He's like, why aren't you eating your candy? Eat your candy. He's like, oh, what is it? Sir, this recruiter already asked him. He said, no. You got candy. Eat your candy. And yeah, he fucking ate. It was like a 2 pound box. I don't want to exaggerate, but it was like, you know, like a pound and a half, 2 pound, because it's one of those small, you know, USPS ones, but packed with fucking just candy. Oh my god, dude! He sat there and everybody's sort of like watching him as they're like writing letters and like doing their shit. He's just sitting there like fucking so like depressed, eating candy. It was the funniest thing, and he felt like his face. Shit. He felt like absolute shit afterwards. It was so fucking funny. A friend of mine tried to fucking get me into some shit too, because he sent me a picture of Nicki Minaj like in a fucking like in a bikini or some shit, and I was fucking terrified because it was around my birthday, and I was like, I swear to God, nobody better fucking send me anything. I want to kill somebody. And then they're giving out mail, and they called me, and then I got an envelope that I was like, it was kind of thick. I was like, I was so terrified. I was like, all right, and I went back to my bunk. I opened it up and I made sure the motherfucker was like in his little cubby, you know?
Yeah.
And I fucking pull it out and I'm like just trying to hide the fucking picture from everybody. And then I fucking open it up, I'm like, oh fuck this shit, you son of a bitch. And then like I just tore it up and fucking threw it out. I don't know.
They didn't make you guys open. I remember they would make us open in front of everybody.
The packages. Yeah, packages, yeah. But like it was in a regular envelope. It was just like fat. So he probably, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, but it could have been just like, oh, there's just a bunch of letters in like one envelope. Fuck it. Here you go, asshole. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, thank you.
That is. I was just remembering, because you guys didn't, I don't think you guys went anywhere else for like, we had to go to Pendleton. to do the second month or whatever.
Yeah, and you guys are Hollywood. Excuse me.
It was kind of torture because where they put us was, I think we were on the second or third deck, and we could see the freeway from our squad bay, and I would hear people just like, I think we could make it. Like, it's really? We just run fast enough because we would have people. I know that like when I first got there or whatever, there was a recruit that went like missing or whatever. And they returned him, but he only made it as far as like McDonald's, and then like the workers there were like, "What are you doing?" And then he just called the camis? Depot. He was in his like the shorts, the skivvies, and a green shirt. Like, I mean, and you look like
You're not gonna get anywhere. Like, and everybody in the area knows that. What a fucking idiot. I mean, at the time, you know, who knows? It's probably like
people were. Trying anything at that point.
Ours was we didn't for grass week, we went to like, we had to fucking march to God knows where in the middle of the sticks, and our normal like squad bay was it's like when you look out the window, because we were on third deck, I mean, you basically, it's a swamp, so there's like no hope. You're just here. You're not going anywhere.
You're just here,
If you fucking try to leave, the gators will get you, and we don't really give a shit, so.
Oh, man. Anyways, I was looking into the, a little bit about the stimulus, that third check. It is a lot. It's $1,400. So the first one we got was $1,200.
Yeah.
And I use the word "we" loosely because I don't think I'm gonna get this one either. So, but people, I think you will be getting.
Oh well, maybe not. I don't know.
No, I don't think I'll be. I didn't get the 600 one.
I didn't get that one either. But I know I didn't get that one because you were supposed to have filed, I think, for 2019 or 2020. Your taxes? Yeah. I didn't because I was working elsewhere. And I was just getting paid cash, so I didn't fucking have anything to declare.
Yeah.
So, I probably shouldn't have said that on a recording here. Oh, they'll come back
for me. Anyways.
So, I definitely paid my taxes, and I still didn't get the check because government's piece. No, I'm just kidding.
I haven't heard anything about taxes this year. I don't even know when tax season starts, honestly. I thought it was this.
Did you not get the emails? Like, oh, your W-2s are. Because I actually got the whole email too, saying from my pay or whoever. They're like, your W-2 is ready. And then I go on the thing and it's like, yeah, you have nothing here. So I'm looking for the fucking email. Thank you so much.
Maybe I missed it. Yeah, because I got to do that. Because I did mine last year.
They're definitely a lot more strict this time around with it because it is $1,400. But the last thing that I read about it was if you're making over $75,000 a year, you're not getting it.
Yeah. So, all right. So
it. I mean, who knows? But then there's obviously more shit into it. I mean, if you didn't get the six, it was great that I got the $1,200 one. But then like, I completely forgot about the second one. So like, how you just said like, oh, this is the third one. Oh, really? What was the second one?
The whole
$600.
The first one. Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna get that one either. And then it was a nice little surprise. I think we were playing Call of Duty, and then somebody had mentioned it, and I just went on. And I was like, "Oh, I got it," because one of our friends was like, "Oh, I haven't got it yet. Has anybody?" I did.
Oh, was that Lopez? I remember talking because Lopez got his pretty quick. I remember that because we definitely were talking about it on Call of Duty, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I haven't gotten it yet," but I got mine like randomly. I checked it, and it was like Wednesday. I opened my account, and I was like, "Oh, hello." Right. I can pay the rent next month.
Sneaking in. Oh my god, the rent this month was weird for me. So I had to renew my lease.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wait till the last minute to make the decision because I was gonna upgrade to another floor, go a little bit higher, and then see what the how people are living up there, and then probably get a bedroom. But then I was just like, I would like to live a little lavishly.
You've already moved to the east side. Now you just got to move on up.
Go move on up. But then I was like, I just don't want to move my stuff. And realistically, I was like, I have a lot of stuff. And I have like not a lot of stuff, but I have like just furniture. And I was like, I can probably move it, but I just don't want to.
I hear you, sister.
I did it. But they were like, it was so this place, month to month, is like $2,700. And I was like, so when I saw that on my, before I renewed my lease,
yeah,
when I saw that as like, oh, you know, your rent is due at the first or whatever.
Wait a minute.
And I was like, that's too much.
Yeah, hang on. I don't know. Aren't they like not allowed to do that right now with COVID?
What?
Like,
oh, I mean, no, we have like the programs that it's like, oh, just let us know if you can't. Okay. But I don't know any restriction that said like they'll no, yeah, they have like the you need help paying your rent or you need to delay it, you know, let us know. These are the kind of the resources and stuff like that. I was just like, yeah, because I have steady income, so I'm just like I'm okay. And I also, yeah, I don't trust the again, we're getting all these things, but I'm like, they're gonna come back.
Yeah, for sure. Like these fucking momos that like when this shit all started, they thought, oh, I don't have to pay my fucking electric bill. They said it's okay. Like they're like, it's not gonna come back with a huge fucking. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, so many people. Yeah, like when this shit like really like initially kicked off and everyone was like really starting to struggle, the electric companies and everybody like they're like, we're not gonna shut your power off. Like I got the letter from, you know, LA Water and Power too. They're like, we will not shut down your service for lack of bill pay, whatever. Don't like basically like don't worry, we're not gonna shut your power off if you miss pay. And then there was like people who would just not pay for like 3 months because they didn't fucking, they just think that they're just going to give you this shit for free. And then they got hit with the freaking bill. It was all over my social media. A few people, they were just like, I can't believe this fucking electric company, blah, 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 blah. It's like, what are you fucking stupid? You really think they're just going to give you free power just for 3 months and you don't have to worry about it? Like, yeah, yeah, it's all.
Because what they were saying is we won't shut it off.
Not, yeah, they didn't say we're not going to charge you. They said we're not going to shut it off if you don't pay on time. You still have to pay, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like it's going to be bad whenever we get the back due fucking debt that we have to pay off. But
yeah, like all these stimulus packages.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you received one? Well, we're going to need that back.
Well, once we I missed one, so you can fucking go fuck yourself on that one.
Oh, absolutely. We'll document that. I was like, I did not receive it.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't receive that one.
So
correct yourself.
Yeah, because I actually had a debt collector call me like 2 days ago on a unpaid parking ticket.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they were like, you know, oh, we've been referred by the county, like you've had this outstanding since like October of 2019, right? And that's the same thing. Obviously people at home can't see it, so he went like this, right? That's the same way that I reacted. I was like, what do you mean?
I love it.
2019, like I would have, like, yes, I'm late on a lot of things, but I would have paid that. And parking tickets aren't that expensive. And then I went to, she sat on the phone with me because I was like, this is going to take a minute because I'm pretty sure I paid it. She gave up on me. She was just like, do you want to write the address down where you can send your proof? So she just hung up on me. And then
I want to write this down. I'm going to send you something. The funniest response to these fucking parking attendants like ever. It's a what is it? British comedian.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't know if exactly, but yeah, he has like, he does this.
Okay, no, good.
Yeah, he replies to them and he's it's
I was
so
clearly
good.
On the moon. He just writes moon.
He writes
God, that's great. Can we attach that here? Can we just like
add that? I have to find it because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because that would, with this fucking conversation, it would be so perfect. It's like, it's the most, the best response you could have. And I had no fucking, that's insane because my first thought, if or hopefully not when, but if that happens to me, I have unpaid parking tickets. When I first fucking moved here, I had that rental car.
Yeah.
And so I went to school and I parked in a lot where it's like pay, like it's like a dollar an hour. It's like, I couldn't fucking believe it either that it actually exists, but it's, you know, a dollar an hour, whatever, park in the lot. So I park, I went to class, and then at like 11 o'clock at night, I fucking go to the car. I paid it up. I mean, I was definitely paid up all the way, but then, you know, there was a little surprise for me at the end of the day. And I mean, I didn't fucking, I'm like, it's a rental. I don't give a shit. I just fucking just threw it away. So if that does happen to me, well.
Oh, so they didn't. Okay, so I essentially the same thing with the rental car that I had this time around. Because I got like every time we'd go to fucking David's to record, and I don't even know why we showed up on time. He was never ready. right. And just because I fucking like within the hour, and I always forgot that there was what is that called? The street cleaning that same fucking day.
Yeah, that's right.
I would come out and I'm just like, God damn
it. Now that you mention it, I've only seen that fucking street cleaner out there like twice. And we must have been there like fucking 20 times.
Yeah, every single time that I parked there, it came around.
Oh my God.
And,
so ridiculous. Yo, how?
Yeah, but that company came back for it. Like the rental company was like, we're not going to process your payment for the rental car because you have unpaid tickets on this car.
What are they? Are they saying they don't want your money?
So they,
that's what I'm taking
like,
it.
They held it and they were just like, your account is just not like fully paid. So if I tried again to rent a car with them, I'd be unable to, which is the fucking rental car service that I go to every single time. So I was just like,
what is it?
Just take my money for the rental car.
What
and
is
then,
it?
Oh, Hertz. I don't
care. Oh, Hertz. Well, fuck Hertz.
Yeah.
Who uses Hertz?
I think, yeah, because I've used Enterprise before, and then, yeah, they want to, you know, guys,
love
I paid.
It's the only rental car company.
It's a great service. but,
that's so
yeah,
ridiculous,
it was,
though.
So,
they waited, so, like, what, they waited a full year?
I got back here. Oh, no, so it wasn't that, with that one, no, it was here, actually, in Arlington that I got that, the 2019 parking ticket, but I paid all of them, so... I mean, all of them at once.
When you got the one from 2019, how long did it take before they called you? Like they sent.
Oh, so right now.
So like recently.
So it took them a year and a half to get back to be like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We need the money from 2019, and
I'm like, what the weird. Fuck happened this whole time? Like, why am I only just hearing about this now? If you wanted it,
yeah.
You know
so
what I mean?
I thought it was. So that when she said October 19, I thought like last year,
right.
October 19.
Because
so I was
reasonable.
Like, that makes sense. And then I was like, where was I October? Like, so now I was going through the, stealing this from Sherlock Holmes, the Mind Palace, and trying to see where I was and what I was doing. And I was like, it doesn't kind of make sense because I don't go anywhere during a pandemic, really, other than the gym. And I go late so that I don't have to pay any parking fees, any meters. So then she said, no, 2019, October 13, 2019. I was like, bitch. How long? I don't know where I was.
That's my first thought. Like when you fucking, it's like, bitch, wait a minute.
So yeah, I mean, fucking, I got the receipt too. I went back and I was like, no, I paid this. And even the dollar
and I paid
amount
it
was off.
From the moon.
Yeah, from the moon. I really love that because it's like, how do you know that it was in a taxi? Like,
it was in a taxi. Yeah.
That's just hilarious.
I almost
I can find that clip.
I hope I didn't throw you off. But I almost want to just. I almost want that ticket to come back just so I can fuck with them in the same way. You know what I mean? Just to really put them fucking through it. Sons of.
Because I love it. I love that bit just because at the end. She was just like, we are no longer pursuing.
Yeah, they gave up. He won, bro. That's the greatest thing. All right, we got to attach that shit. Let me pull that fucking thing up right now just to make sure we don't forget. So
I forget his name, though.
It's not James Acaster. I know that. It's
No.
I'm sure it's not
James Acaster. Sounds very familiar, though. I saw him. The reason I know that bit was because I saw him on Countdown.
Yeah. Nine out of
and
ten.
I love that show.
That
absolutely.
Oh my God.
Love that show.
That shit is hilarious. The funniest guy is definitely fuck, I forget what his name is right now. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. The older dude.
Sean Locke.
Sean Locke. Boom.
Yeah.
That dude is fucking crushes. He's fucking hilarious.
He's that's what, again, one of the other personality traits that I want to have when I like as I get older, it's just like he just doesn't care,
bro. And he just fucking says it. He said the funny. Oh my God, dude! One of the funniest things he said. So that chick, fucking smoke show, first of all. You know,
the one, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Rachel,
dude.
Riley. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, did you see the one? I'm sure you must have seen it. She wears, she's like, she talks about how she gets dressed up to go skiing and nobody can recognize her. And he, as soon as she's done talking, he's like, that's a tough wank, isn't it? And there's a challenging wank.
Challenging
and then,
like,
didn't fucking just out loud says that shit without thinking. He's just like, that's a challenging wank. And then, like, he uses like an indoor voice, like, no one's going to hear him. And the whole studio just like erupts fucking laughing. God damn it.
He's just like,
and he's just like, oh shit, I said that out loud. Fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Damn, was it
Jimmy? I only got introduced that to that because I like Jimmy Carr. I like his stand up. He's really funny. Hilarious. I like their style of comedy just because they just don't care and they're more open with like sexuality stuff.
Yeah.
That people don't get as offended.
That comedy scene out there seems a lot more open. As opposed to like over here. I mean, I don't really know because, I mean, fuck, it's been shut down for a while. Yeah. And I was really planning on going like to the comedy store and the Laugh Factory and everything. And then, bam, they shut
down. I was just talking to David yesterday about that. About because I bought a ticket for a virtual event. For a comedian. Just because I was like, that's kind of the only way right now to support comedians. But it just really sucks because like I just want to go see them.
Yeah.
Just be back in a fucking, do it outdoor. I don't care. Dave Chappelle did that, right? He did his outdoor.
He does a lot of them. I found the clip, by the way.
Okay.
Joe Lycett. Joe.
What is it?
Joe Lycett.
Lycett.
I think it's Lycett. That's Lycett. But this is 100% it. Oh my God, dude. So fucking hilarious. All right. I have it here so we won't forget. Sorry.
All right. Well, this will be a good place to get a nice little ad break.
Oh yeah, so do the ad and then
yeah,
do the ad and then come back with the with
come
the
back with the clip. All right. So we will be right back. Jesus Christ. And we're
just continue from there.
All right.
It's too good.
Great clip. Absolutely.
Too good. You guys missed out. We watched some 8 out of 10 cats too. Or is it 9 out of 10 cats? I forget.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 cats. Oh, shit.
Which I never got really that name. Again, I haven't like watched the previous one, so I really don't know.
Honestly, I had the same thought. I'm like, I don't get the... I didn't go past that. I was like, I read the name. I was like, I don't get the name. I like it. I don't... It's so nonsensical. Like, there's probably a reason for it, but I don't want to know what it is because it just makes it even funnier. I'm like, 8 out of 10 cats is on. All right, sure.
That's actually great that you know what I'm talking about because I think I've referenced that to a couple people and they're just like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, do you know there's one... I don't even remember what it is, but I've been saying it for so long and when we were playing Call of Duty last weekend... I just said like the random thing that I just always say for no reason because I'm losing my mind. And then my buddy actually, he picked up on it. It was from fucking, oh, well, if I tell you, it's going to ruin it. You won't get it. But he goes, all right, so, and you've seen Fun with Dick and Jane, right? With Jim Carrey?
Yes, but I really didn't.
Oh, well, yes, like so you wouldn't get it.
So I don't remember.
Well, we can just scrap this whole fucking idea. I said a thing from that movie, and nobody ever fucking gets it. I personally think it's fucking hilarious because they have a kid, obviously, so they're a white couple, right? And their kid is like basically being raised by the nanny who's Hispanic. So he's like a little white kid who's like, who has a Spanish accent and speaks mostly in Spanish. And So they start losing their money. He lost his job. His company went under. So they're like running out of money. So they start selling all their shit. And because he's a little kid, he sees them taking the TV away. So he just goes, where are you going with the television? And so I just always randomly would say like, where are you going with the television? And then Alex fucking comes on and he's just like, how am I going to watch my Telemundo? And I started fucking laughing hard as fuck because I completely forgot what he said after that. I just remembered that part. And then Alex comes in like, how am I going to watch my Telemundo? I started fucking cracking up, man. Oh, shit.
Well, I'm laughing with you, but then I'm just imagining it. But
it's not like the best movie ever or anything, but it's just like, I don't know, just a funny thing.
Have you seen something else that actually was big this week was WandaVision?
I haven't seen it yet. No, because I'm trying to
watch it.
Well, no, I'm not upset because I kind of like how they're doing it, like how regular TV used to be, where it's like, you know, you have to wait a week between episodes and shit. I used to hate it, but now I kind of appreciate it a little bit more because it helps build the suspense and stuff. And then you're not like just binging the whole thing all at once, even though that's why I'm not watching it right now. So I have more, but it's like,
oh, it's, I mean, it's over now. The last episode came out on Friday.
Was it the season or the series finale? The
series. It's not.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, that kind of,
because it wasn't long enough to make it seasons. And it wasn't short enough to make it a fucking movie.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, fuck it then. Perfect. I'll definitely watch it then. Because I got through the first four. So I guess there's what, three left?
Five. So it's nine episodes in total.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sweet. I'll watch
it. Yeah, and it's good. But you got to watch out for the last two is where they do post credit scenes.
They do have the.
Yeah.
So the first episodes don't.
The first, I think, like six or seven don't.
I was fucking pissed.
But then the last couple do. And the last one has two.
Okay.
And they have them, obviously, in between. They do one after, like, the cinematic kind of credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the long credits, and then they do another one. Because mm-hmm. David was, I was about to leave, and I was like, no, you gotta, because I fast forward. I was like, yeah, make sure that there's
we actually sat there and like watched the credits. I was like, oh, stunt coordinator. Like, it matters to him.
It was very good. And we actually, because we did a review, everybody, it was longer than what I expected it to be, but we actually got in depth into the episode, because we did one both on like 1 through 8. And then we did another one on just 9. It went long just because we actually really got into it. I was trying to figure out what you were doing.
I wanted to see if that would distract you. I'm definitely here, though. I'm just joking.
But it was good. I definitely recommend people watching like that series. Even if you don't like the MCU, just the quality of it.
I heard a lot of people were disappointed.
Really? I can't stand that.
It might have been, it might have been for one of the particular episodes, but I don't know. I did hear some people were disappointed. I didn't give a fuck. I was just like, I like it. So, one of the things that we were talking about was that a lot of people didn't like the beginning because, like, they didn't get it or whatever. I was like, this is fucking great.
It's just a slow burn. It doesn't get you straight into like what it's about. It's just the show.
I don't know. I got it immediately. I was like, just based off the title. I was like, WandaVision. I was like, okay. And then it kind of starts opening. And then I heard one person was just like, oh, it's like they're doing it. It's like all the old sitcoms. Yeah. And then I saw after like halfway through the first episode, I was like, I definitely know exactly what's going on here. She's controlling all of these people. Like, there's no way that that's not what's going on. I got that like halfway through the first episode. So like, I don't know.
Because for me, it was like I thought they were maybe they put her maybe in a state where she was. It was in her mind. I knew it had to do with her powers.
Yeah, but that was like all going on in my head. But I was just, I don't know. I was like thinking the whole time. I was like thinking about like what the fuck's going on. I don't know because I don't watch movies like I used to anymore. So it's kind of like I'm just trying to like figure it out. Like
figure
it. Unless it's like, I mean, I can still get lost in it. But like for something like that, I think it's fun trying to like figure it out. Like, really quickly, like what the hell is going on, because when you have no idea, that's kind of what makes it more fun sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean every episode kind of alluded to like different possibilities. So if people were like, oh, why didn't they just rush in, like they didn't like the fact that they just rushed us in and just told us exactly what was happening, it's like you've missed the whole point of
Is that what people were upset about?
Series. No, it's what I'm saying, it's like if people were upset at that, I didn't get it right away and they're not giving me enough, like, no, it's supposed to build.
Yeah.
No series really just gives you everything up front and be like, still watch our other episodes.
Here's everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, then what's the point of watching it?
What's the point of going all the way to the end?
You already told me everything. Yeah. So what the hell?
So fuck those people.
Ooh.
Yeah, but no, I thought it was really good.
I'm definitely gonna watch it. Yeah, I just thought it was gonna be a little bit longer, but I'm glad it's I'm also glad it's kind of a.
Because I was gonna reference a joke that was in the eighth episode though. It was very dark, dark humor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I love that. I'm gonna
I'm gonna look out for it now when I'm watching it.
Yeah. What's her name? Kathleen or whoever plays.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, the scientist chick. Wait, she was in Thor.
No. Not not Darcy, not
They're a Darcy.
Catherine Hahn.
Who's that?
That's the one that's playing the neighbor, the nosy neighbor.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that chick. Oh yeah, she's been in a bunch of shit.
Yeah. She also
has her own show, I think, on HBO or Showtime.
I don't know.
I haven't watched it. I just know. I saw billboards.
I know she's been in like a lot
of stuff. Yeah, a lot of comedy stuff.
Because when she came out, I recognized her.
Yeah, the one most recent, or the one that jumps out immediately, is Step Brothers.
Oh, man.
Fucking great.
Very, oh God, he made so much money off of that movie.
Who?
I'm thinking of another one. I'm thinking of Dumber Dumber.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Jim Carrey. No, this is with Will Ferrell, and I always forget that. Yeah, it's a funny looking guy. And I always forget his name.
Oh yeah. I guess I was watching. I mean, like I guess I'll mention it. I was watching what's it called? Kong Skull Island.
Oh,
he's in there too.
Okay. What do you think about that? About
we can.
Have you seen the trailer for the new one?
We can just go to the next topic. Yeah. I haven't seen the trailer for the new one, for like Godzilla versus,
yeah.
I do want to see that.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be on HBO Max. I don't know when it's going to release, but
I was waiting. I think March. I looked that shit up. Oh, this month, actually, I think.
This month. Yeah.
it's only the...
In my head, I was, when you said March, I was like, how far is that?
Me too, yeah. I was like, wait, March. I was like, that's in like a couple months. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, we are in March. Oh, because they're also dropping... I don't know if they're dropping it this month, because they're also dropping... Or is that April? That might be April. Fucking no, that might be March. Snyder's cut of the Justice League.
Oh, the Justice League. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to. Oh, hold on, I'm not sure. Let's see. March 25th is King Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong. So March 25th. Oh, it's my.
I gotta go. I gotta go check it out.
What was the other one? Oh, the release. Zack Snyder's. Zach, Justice League 2021. Dum, 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 dum. March 18th. Oh, even sooner.
Yeah.
So March
18th. Because they're kind of competing with with Marvel in that. Because Marvel drops. What is it? The Falcon? Winter Soldier and the Falcon? Or the Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Whichever comes first.
Is that a new movie?
No, that's the new series. So that's with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. okay. Who's got, like him taking over the mantle of Captain America and all that stuff? Yeah.
Oh, good luck. Good luck, buddy. I was coincidentally shifting in my seat as I said it. That's sort of why I came out that way. But hey, good luck. Good luck to you.
Good luck, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be I'm not very excited about that series, but I'm going to watch it.
I'll definitely watch it, yeah. Yeah. I'll give it a chance.
I don't know if I'm too excited. The one I'm excited that they drop is, whenever they feel like it, Black Widow.
okay, whenever they decide to fucking let it go.
Okay, it's ready. It's done.
Well, hey, don't forget. I think Chris Nolan really kind of took it on the nose with the release of Tenet, right? So Marvel's probably trying to not fall into that trap too, you know? They want to fucking make their goddamn money back. And I mean, I think it makes sense.
I know. Yeah. But honestly, I think what HBO is doing with simultaneously releasing them is probably going to be their best bet. Because it's just people are not, we're supposed to be opening up maybe in the summer.
How's it going over there?
But they've been pushing that date. Because they were like, if we can get all the vaccines out and people can get vaccinated by like spring, or at least the end of spring, then there's a potential reopening that can happen summertime.
Reopening, I don't... So what's
it's
still
gonna
not
be
open
moving
over
phases.
There?
I think just phases, right?
But what's still not open over there? Because when I was on the East Coast, I mean, you basically do whatever you want. It's fucking great.
Here, I think it'll maybe lower the or up the capacity in certain things.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Remember, I'm over here where
yeah,
this shit's not happening. They just opened up outdoor dining again recently.
Yeah, I would think the just expanding the capacity of your indoor dining, and then you're talking about live events,
right?
Maybe the potential of those coming back with fans, because I think there are like baseball. I think has like
they have audiences. They have spring fans in the stands.
Training, right? I think, and like certain people in there as well. I think wrestling is gonna try to do with. This is the rumor I heard, right?
I don't know. Are you following that? Do you still watch wrestling?
No, no,
I'm
not judging. Not like
I'm just,
that
I'm genuinely, I have no idea if you are.
No,
I mean, you have the fucking,
no more like that.
You pulled out the WWE belt. So no, I'm like, are you following this shit still? Holy shit.
No, they got in very, it's just so, yeah. I used to like watching it, but it just stupid to me. But I did see some of the news that they were coming out, because I like to know at least like what are they planning to do?
Mm-hmm.
Just like UFC and, but they were like for their WrestleMania, they were, which is like right around the corner, they were going to start to have actual fans.
Because
as of right now, they have
the
fucking screens of fans,
so weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've seen like clips of like people putting random stuff on there to see what they could get away with it. Like obviously like the WWE has a big, don't mention that anybody that knows Chris,
Chris Benoit.
I'm saying his name correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the whole, murder suicide.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's
2004 or five. I want to say.
Is that? I might be thinking. I can't put a face to the name right now, but it definitely sounds very familiar. Yeah, because I remember Chris Benoit. And,
oh yeah, because he was very popular. And he was like
Didn't he kill his kid too? He had like an
yeah. So it was a very tragic. So now the network doesn't mention his name at all.
Well, yeah,
of course. They have they don't. Pretty much, he never existed.
Right.
So they'll say like records that people have broken, and they won't leave. They'll leave his name out of it. They'll just like lower the number, or they'll say two people have done this, and then they'll mention one and not the other. Mm-hmm. And it's like people that have watched wrestling from when they were kids. It's like we know who the other one
Chris
is.
Chris Benoit.
So somebody put a picture of him on as their picture on the on the screen. Yeah, so it's just sat there just of him.
Hey, he paid for his ticket.
Yes.
Hey, did they take him off of Google too? Let's see.
No,
there he is.
They don't control Google. but like his matches and all that stuff, like he doesn't.
Recognize him. Yeah. Was a Canadian professor. I mean, I know who he was, for crying out loud. I just wanted to remember what he looked like. I'm sorry. In honor of Chris Benoit. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know that they're like, there was a rumor that they were going to try to put fans and get fans in. And I think, I don't know where it's going to take place in this year. I know Florida is where they have their performance center.
Fucking goddamn right. But I'm just kidding. I've never even been to a WWE match, but I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but they had fans at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So
I think they had, yeah, but I think they do. I don't know how they make the determination. Money is going to be one of those.
Well, yeah.
But also like letting people in, like, I wonder what the, like, you know how to travel, certain, like to travel to Hawaii, you need to have that confirmation that you've taken the test and that you're negative.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have to do that for these live events, or is just like take the temperature at the beginning.
I think they just take the temperature, because some of the comedians that I listen to, their podcast, I think that's what they've been saying is like, so for the live events, at least for stand up, because that's really the only probably the live thing that I would go to nowadays. They kind of they space out the seats, and then you just check your temperature at the door, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's.
And then obviously being, with the masks and all that shit or whatever, but I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of.
I've seen pictures, so like some people have them on and some people have it off, but everybody's socially distant, so it's okay. I guess maybe when you laugh, you have to put it back on. It's like, oh, that's a funny joke. Same, hold on.
The same concept as singing, you know.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Can't be
the fucking world champion at fucking governing states. Fucking stupid cocksucker.
It's funny that you said social distancing, because I went to the when I went to get the vaccine and we were in line, I was just thinking as we got closer or whatever, I was thinking, I was like, we are not 6 feet apart. We were in line.
We're in line to get the vaccine and we're not socially distanced.
See, I get it. We're getting the vaccine, but
takes a while to kick in though. Back up a little bit. Come on, Fred, back up. Come on. Don't start sneezing, bitch.
Because I figured that I had to start kind of like going back a little bit. I was like, let me at least.
Wait a second. It's just all the boot camp starts kicking back in, so you got to get really fucking knock the butt with everybody. Just get in there, all right? Get in like fucking cattle. They might as well have had a fucking bullwhip when they were doing it. Just get in there as we're going in, like all right, fuck. And then each side, fucking pop, 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 pop. Oh man,
I did not like, and they wanted you to look straight forward. I always looked to the side because I was like,
people. Just I remember smell. I got to like the it was really weird. So I got to like the second, it was like the second or third to last guy, and he's like, all right, take your pants off. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he's like, drop your pants. And I was like, all right. And I didn't see anybody else do it. So I was like, all right, fuck. So I just pull my pants down and he's like, drop your skivvies. I was like, all right, pull them down. I was like, all right, turn around and bend over. And I was, what? He's like, just turn around and bend over. God damn it. How many times? I was like, all right, fine. So I turn around and did he not do this to you?
No. wait. Hey. Did we just uncover a traumatic
hold on
experience here?
So I had to turn around. I'm just joking.
I was like trying to figure out, I was like, when did this happen?
I'm just joking. Everybody in the military is totally fine.
In my head, I was going through it and I was like, am I that scarred?
It's just so funny. You're so scarred. You're mentally blocked. Memory? I said the same thing as soon as I got the, because I think the last one you get is peanut butter shot, right?
Yeah.
So I said the same thing when I got to like the little area where everybody's sitting, and I was just like, hey, did the guy make you drop your pants? I was like, what? No. I was like, I'm fucking joking. Relax. Oh, shit. It was hilarious.
They put the little, I just remember they put the little, I was going to say paw prints, the hand prints on the wall so that you can like, because they were like, you know, like pull your pants down to like, so the butt cheeks exposed, and then just like, it's pretty much like if they're frisking you, like put your hands on the wall.
Oh, I don't remember. I think that's blocked for me. For me, that's blocked. Yeah. I just remember just, you know, the cattle thing. We're in there and they're just each arm like, bah, bah. Oh shit. Bah, each arm fucking boom, boom. And then right at the end, bang, right in the ass. On the ass.
It is literally like a car wash. It's just going through and just getting hit from every fucking.
But
this one, thankfully, I didn't feel it. I was yeah, what do they say? Don't anticipate the pain. But I was like, okay, here we go. And then she was done. She was like, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I didn't have any questions, which I never do. Because they were like, do you have? Because at first she was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, nope. And then after she took it, after she administered it, I was like, I actually do have questions.
so you don't chip in now, or does that come with the second one?
No, most of mine was like, because it was buys and back for me that day. I was
that's
like,
fun.
What can't I do? I was like, am I allowed to still do normal things?
So what they do it in your shoulder? Where did it go? Yeah,
so they got it. Right.
Do you have a
here,
fucking
like right here? I don't have a scar for no it. Mark? I just all know right. that it was like. Yeah, because it's a little bit sore still, so, and it's always sore around the spot, so it's like right here.
I got the, you might not see it because of the light, but I don't know, I have the immigrant stamp. I don't know if you people, you know what I mean? So I'm always curious. I mean, I could show you if you, I don't give a fuck. Where is it? Where's my phone? Instead of adjusting all the lighting, so every time there's like a fucking, oh, it's too much. Yeah, there
that's
it is.
That's too
there,
much.
Right?
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, I have that shit. So every time somebody's like talking about a vaccine or whatever, I'm like, I don't need another fucking giant gash in like my fucking body, man.
That's also what I was, because when I got the smallpox shot or vaccine or whatever they like to call it.
Which apparently fucking wears off. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if it wears off. I have a scar, but I have now, that's where I put my tattoo. So,
Can't see it anymore. I was just kidding. Yeah, like I don't really give a shit. I'm just like, Is it? I'm just curious. Like, does the vaccine? Is it going to do that? Like, maybe the second
one? No, I don't. It wasn't that kind of.
I so vaguely remember what happened, but like, I feel like what I remember was like three needles, like three simultaneous.
Yeah, and that's
right?
That's the difference. Bam, yeah,
and that shit fucking hurt like a bitch. But I just don't get why. I don't give a shit. I'm not gonna look into
it. Because I don't really remember that one either. But I remember that it was the
That motherfucker hurt.
I know it wasn't even. I don't think it was three needles for me, but it was them pricking you, one after the other. So it was almost like, you know how they do tattoos in some foreign lands, that it's like they do it with needles and they just like hit it. It's almost like chiseling a fucking rock.
Yeah.
That's because
of their lack
what they
of technology
did.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know. They say tradition, but I'm just like, get a machine.
I don't know. I don't have any tattoos. I don't know. I was going to get one, but I just never followed through with it.
Well, it limits. I don't know. I don't know if it limits. I don't now, just because a lot of people have them. Back in the day, it was like taboo, but now because everybody has them,
yeah,
it's just like,
super, like, doesn't even matter now.
Yeah. Because before, I know I used to, in high school, we used to hear like, you know, you gotta make the right choices. Don't get tattoos because then
that
people won't hire you and stuff like that.
It was weird in high school. And dude, it's absolutely true too. You know what I mean? And I remember being in high school, like when I was a freshman, and then I got there and like these juniors and seniors have tattoos. And I was a freshman. And I was thinking like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, you're 17 years old. You have a neck tattoo, you moron. What are you going to do when you get to fucking try to get a job? They never had an answer, by the way. They never had an answer.
Walmart? Asked, or,
oh, yeah. I was in Massachusetts for a little while. I was in that piece of shit technical school. And what's it called? There was one kid. I was not a kid, but it doesn't matter. But we're sitting in the classroom, and it's like one of those first days. So they're like, oh, everybody introduce yourself. God, especially in those times where we really want to talk to these fucking idiots, but whatever. So like, oh, everybody introduce yourself. And I was just zoned out. I wasn't listening to what anyone was saying. And the kid next to me, he was a friend of mine, he was a cool guy, and he's just like, hey man, he's from Miami too. And I was just like, damn, well, I just said where I'm from, fuck. And he's like, hey, he's from Miami too. And I was just like, so? Like, that doesn't automatically make us friends just because we're from the same fucking place. He's like, oh no, but it's really cool. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, I don't care if he's from Miami. Like, to make a difference to me at all. And he's like, okay. I'm like, all right, fine. Who is it? He looked so disappointed that I wasn't, like, happy. So I'm like, all right, well, who is it? And he's like, oh, the kid right there. I'm like, and I said this shit out loud, too. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really thinking. I was like, the guy with the fucking neck tattoo? Really? And he's just like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, good luck fucking finding somebody that's going to hire you, you fucking idiot. And he's like, dude, he can hear you. I'm like, so what? You think it's a fucking secret? And
because he hasn't heard it out loud that he made those decisions.
Maybe. No, but then afterwards, we started kind of talking and hanging out, and it was never really mentioned. And then he kind of just randomly was like, you know, I am going to get this removed. I was like, yeah, it's probably a good idea, man. For this line of work, you kind of sort of want
to
be able
to have
approachability with customers. Like, I don't give a fucking shit. You know what I mean? Tat it up. What doesn't make no difference to me. I don't give a fuck. But, like, for the purposes of getting hired at a, you know, job where you have to interact with people, I think if they think you're, like, a murderous thug, they're not going to really want to associate themselves with you.
Yeah, so, people, don't, you know, make
good
choices.
If there are any high schoolers ever listening to this, maybe wait a little bit.
Oh, yeah, just wait.
Just wait a little bit. The tattoo buggers are still going to be there.
Yeah, that's why I waited until I got out, because it was like, it just lowered your opportunities, like, and it's all how people see you. It's not even like you can or can't do the actual work or position. It's about just because if people are like, I don't like the way he looks, or I don't like the way that it comes off, like you said, like a thug or angry or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want that person talking to people.
Our generation is obviously very accepting of it, but the older ones are going to be
Olders do not do that.
But, of course, now with today's society, everybody's like, oh, everybody has to be so accepting. It's like, no, just be realistic for a fucking second here, okay? Yeah. Stop fucking pretending for 2 seconds in your life, all right? Because those same fucking people that say that, they're like, oh, super accepting, will definitely not be the ones approaching the guy that I'm talking about with the fucking neck tattoo, like, trying to get his help, even though he's a really nice guy. They're going to be like, crossing the street. And I'll just be over here like, fucking neck tattoo, dumbass, la, la, la. And, you know, and you end up being good buddies because you actually say shit instead of pretending it doesn't exist.
Pretending, it doesn't. Stupid. It's not there. But that's a good message. Very good message to end. a good note to end in.
Honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is the best policy. Yeah, stop being super... Be realistic. Yeah, stop being just super...
don't pretend just it's because. Not there.
Yeah. All right, well, quick reminders. Obviously, if you don't have time to see just my face, essentially, but still want to listen to Grinch's lovely voice, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch of other Anchor and Apple all ID. The other... I was going to say Apple ID. I deal too much with Apple IDs.
We're on Apple ID, people.
So, but the links are in the description. We got Thinking Out Loud with David and Nick coming out every Wednesday. WandaVision, the review. Go see that. And I'm also streaming Destiny on Tuesday, Friday, Call of Duty. And then I'm going to get back in Injustice. I got my ass kicked yesterday. Injustice is a harder game than I thought it was. The button smashing is not working out for me, so I gotta get some skills on that. But I will be doing that on Saturday. Hopefully we have Latin Assassin to join us. David, fuck. That we've had before on the podcast.